Botswana has had a long history of good economic growth, which unfortunately has not translated into a better life for the majority. We have one of the highest levels of inequality in the country. Poverty remains high, and unemployment has been on the increase. Our proposition is to the nation as the Botswana Congress Party is that we have a clear plan anchored around an economy that grows for all or performs for all. We spell out details of what we can do as the Botswana Congress Party to ensure that we have economic growth that delivers jobs and transition from what we've had in the past, which was in essence jobless growth for the economy. And that ultimately resulted in high levels of unemployment accompanied by low wages for those that are in employment.
Dumelong, why should the people of Botswana repose confidence in you to elect you as the next president? Why?
Amongst the presidential candidates who are likely to run in the next election, I have a clear record of service to the nation. Throughout my parliamentary deliberations, I've delivered reforms, even around issues of tax, that have seen the low-income group getting more in their pocket than was the case before. My proposals such as removing value-added taxation from basic food commodities, removing value-added tax as a condition for people who are first-time home buyers. I have led a political party that is by far the most stable in the country. We have grown our base as an opposition party over the years. We now have representation in most parts of the country. We are the only party that has come out with candidates more than 12 months before elections so that the voter is able to choose.
Realistically, what do you think your chances are, looking at the fact that the ruling party, led by incumbent President Mokgweetsi Masisi, has dominated Botswana's politics since independence?
We are very much alive to the fact that when you have possibly the longest-serving political party on the African continent, having mastered the art of using incumbency through such things as manipulating public opinion, as they have a control over the state broadcaster, which is the biggest source of information for many in the country. They have control of the Botswana Daily News, which has the largest circulation in the country. It is not an easy task, but we believe that we are ready for it. We have performed well in the recent by-elections where they were filling vacancies occasioned by incumbents who had passed on. And again, it is the first time that the ruling BDP has also been this lax, has also been so slow to take off, even if it has a superior advantage in terms of access to resources. Never before, since the formation of the BDP, has the BDP been without confirmed candidates this late in the day. It has never happened that the BDP would not have its manifesto out this late in the day. They are limping, and we are at our strongest as the Botswana Congress Party. We are happy. We are first to concede that it won't be an easy task, but we believe that the time to bring down the BDP through elections is now.
Do you have confidence about the credibility and transparency of the coming elections?
That has always been a big elephant in the room. The extent many observers have said, though our elections are free, they fail the test of fairness. They fail it on a number of accounts. One that I've referred to, the manipulation of the state broadcaster, and then the other issues. There are issues such around the credibility of the election itself. The observers, African Union observers, SADC observers, and others have expressed concern about the practice of not counting the ballots where the voting takes place.